Art Prize Hometown Hero did so well. You're also responsible for the Scarlet Cord and the conversation that we have now. So good morning, Pamela.
Hey, good morning, Shelley.
How would you describe yourself?
It's a great day to be alive. That's what my husband always says. Yes. I'm an artist, and I'm passionate about art. I'm passionate about people, and I love what I do, and I work hard at it.
And you did have a 2015 Art Prize success.
I really did. Top 20 and third place time base. I was very grateful.
And now you work on 2016, don't you?
I'm working.
Yes. Let's talk about what is working for us to attend and to take advantage of next week. The Scarlet Cord. There will be an exhibit. There will be a film screening. What is the Scarlet Cord installation?
The Scarlet Cord installation is about healing for sex trafficked children. It's raising awareness for children that have been entrapped and enslaved in sex trafficking. And so the artwork is raising awareness for this, and the pieces in the artwork, we can discuss the pieces, but when people go into the installation, they see the story of a sex trafficked young woman, and there's also steps that we can discuss about what the audience can do.
This was part of your Art Prize 2014 entry.
It was, and it continues to be shown. After Art Prize, it went to the Super Bowl last year, 1 year ago. Yes, in Phoenix. So, and then it's showing again next week here at Grand Valley.
Thank you for that. How did you get involved in the battle against sex trafficking?
You know, when I was in college, I was traveling through Amsterdam, and I was on a tour bus, and the bus stopped in the red light district of Amsterdam, and I was very shocked at what I saw. The red light windows, there were women pictured in each window like animals in a pet store, and there was a door next to each window, and men were just flowing in and out of these doors, and this is my first exposure to sex trafficking, and I couldn't sleep that night. Just the images, they really bothered me.
Well, it's obvious that that caused you to shape your life as we speak today. Are children trafficked in West Michigan?
Yes, you know, according to our Attorney General, 2,400 children are trafficked at any time here in West Michigan. I think it's easy for the audience to understand sex trafficking in places like Russia or Thailand, India, but it's a big jump to think it's right here in our own backyard.
The Scarlet Cord will be making its exhibit at Grand Valley State University with the conversation this week. What's happening?
Yes, so it's the Scarlet Cord exhibit. It'll be a mini exhibit at Grand Valley in the Mary Adema Library, the Grand Valley out at the Allendale campus. Mm-hmm. And so the exhibit there will be there all week. I set up on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday, February 4th, we will have the presentation and the film screening. Judge T.J. Ackard, he's the 17th Circuit Court Judge with the Family Division. He will be joining us talking about sex trafficking here, how it's on the rise on our local level. And then Elise Hilton, she will also be there, and she's going to talk about her own personal story of something that occurred with their daughter and their story.
That is, I would think, free and open to the public?
It is.
Yes, Thursday night. That's next Thursday. 7 to 8:30 p.m. And yes, sponsored by the Meyer Honors College Political Science Department. I have a feeling some college students will be touched by this presentation.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to working with the college students. Some of the student leaders are going to be at the event as well, and they will be tying on the Scarlet Cords on our guests, and they will be participating. There's a student leader that also will be sharing some of what they're doing on campus.
Great. I want to stay with that topic. Why these bracelets, these cords?
Yes, so the Scarlet Cord bracelets at Art Prize, believe it or not, we gave out 30,000. Just amazing numbers. And when we would tie the red cord bracelets on the audience to the adults, we would say these red cord bracelets, the Scarlet Cord bracelets, are a reminder to build circles of protection around children in need, and then hopefully one specific child in your life. Then to the children, we would say these Scarlet Cord bracelets are a reminder to be kind to others. If you see someone being unkind, tell an adult.
Pamela Alderman with us again. Art Prize has been one of the many hats with her hometown hero winning the Scarlet Cord in film is conversation for today on display starting next week with panel discussion. Describe the works, Tethered, Wounded, Branded, Forced, Raped.
Yeah, so the works, you know, the original story came from Women at Risk. They shared a story with me of a child that they were working with in India. And this child was tethered to a post in the middle of a brothel with a red scarlet cord. And so that was the inspiration story. And then as I began to research sex trafficking in the United States, I just realized there's a common thread of how that child was literally tethered, but children in America, they're psychologically tethered. The handler or their pimp, he is very crafty at grooming them and then ensnaring them and then enslaving them in the sex trafficking. So all of the pieces of art, they have to do with the scarlet cord. The scarlet cord is moving through the exhibit. It's twisting around the pieces of art, and some of the pieces of art are sewn with scarlet cord, and some are the scarlet cord is twisted around nails, and so all of the pieces are related to the scarlet cord.
Wow. More on just the general, and again, I know other pieces involved, again, tethered, forced.
Forced, yeah. Yeah, the titles are very specifically chosen because this is the journey of these children. They're tethered, they're wounded, they're forced, they're raped. Sometimes they're raped by their own pimp just to break down their spirit, and then they're forced into the sex industry.
There are new works that you would like to talk about, Pamela?
Yes, so because of the success of The Scarlet Cord, my mentor suggested that I make some new works that are smaller and that they're easily transportable. So I've made some new works that will be at Grand Valley next week. And these works can be transported easily for me to go to other cities, other locations.
The Do One Thing Challenge, did we talk about that?
Yeah, the Do One Thing Challenge. So it's interesting because a lot of people, they went through the exhibit and then they were wondering, you know, the question was, well, what can I do? And so we, with Women at Risk, we came up with some Do One Things Challenge action steps that people could do. And for one thing, they could help spread the awareness on social media. There's on the Do One Thing Challenge page on my website, that's PamelaAlderman.com. There's a list of 7 steps or warning flags that a child being trafficked, mm-hmm. what that would look like. And then there's just a list of local, for us here locally, there's a list of where you could be involved, where you could maybe tutor an at-risk child. And so I have some links there as well. And so just suggesting to people what they might do.
Great. A couple minutes left, Pamela. I want to have you perhaps Thursday, there is a film shown.
Yes.
Tell me more about what we see here.
The film. Well, during the Super Bowl, there was a film crew that flew down from Colorado Springs, and Rochelle Romeo and Simon Scionca came to film The Scarlet Cord, to film the artwork, to film the viewers' response, and they also interviewed a couple of women that actually had been rescued out of sex trafficking. But in the film, it's an art form in itself because we have a dancer that keeps popping up here and there throughout the whole film, and she's just bound with a scarlet cord, and then she's released at the end of the film. So it's a message of hope and healing, but it's a message of reality as well, and just the tension and the struggle that these kids go through.
Your scarlet cord going next is the big elephant in the room. What happens after your big event next week?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We've got some conversations going with some folks in Florida and Houston and Colorado. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next, where this film and the exhibit is going to, you know, the next place.
I know the impact, again, just from your exhibit in closing, many discussion responses you've received and witnessed.
Yeah, it's interesting. During Art Prize 2014, we had day after day women would come through and they would literally grab me and lay their head on my shoulder and just start sobbing, and their story would just tumble out. And so they wanted, some of them were telling me their story for the very first time. And I think I was a safe person, you know, that they could be anonymous with because of the shame and the guilt. But then also to direct them to a place like Women at Risk, where they have professional counselors that can help these women. But the work just kind of unlocked the heart and just released tears. And some of these were healing tears. And just to encourage the women to take that next step towards healing and to not just be, you know, just kind of be bound themselves by this shame and this guilt, you know, going through decades of their life. And so it's just take those steps towards healing. That's what the artwork is encouraging.
The Scarlet Cord, Healing for Sex Trafficked Children. Big week for you next week. Can you summarize, Pamela?
Yeah, so we will be at the Grand Valley Allendale campus. The artwork will be there all week long. On Thursday, we'll have the film and the presentation. And it's a great event to bring a friend to learn more about sex trafficking here in our local area and find out what you can do, how you could get involved, and hopefully reach out to maybe one specific child.
That one person's life could be changed. Thank you, Pamela. Again, next Thursday evening, 7 to 8:30 p.m. At the Mary Adama Pugh Library, the multi-purpose room with your exhibits throughout the week. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.